This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. We're in the seventh inning stretch here as we open up our number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in baseball paradise. Seriously, about 80 degrees here in Surprise. Our radio coverage all week long brought to you by our friends at ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and it's brought to you by the on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Woolchuck's top 10 at 420 is coming up. You have a lot of stuff going on in the association. We will get a basketball rim session here before the afternoon is over. Of course, LA Live's coming up at 540, but right now, if you're a Tolo, you do know already our morning show, Sean and RJ, Bobby Bell, they have been in Indianapolis last couple of days doing their show from the Combine, and Sean Sharif joins us now here on your home of the Cowboys. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up, fellas? I'm doing pretty well. I put the Uber to the side for the pregame drinking just for this phone call, so... life will be better in about 20 minutes.
Are you okay? Okay, so I heard this tease that Bobby's not sleeping tonight. What are you guys getting into?
So we're going to this one bar at the hotel where all the big dogs stay. So we're going there to pregame for me to sightsee, because I still like to have my head on a swivel. You know, I still get starstruck. And then we're going to go to dinner at the main place that they all talk about. Last night we did this, you know, shrimp cocktail at St. Elmo's. And then we are going to smoke some cigars with some people who are not to be named until maybe later. And then we're going to go back to the dinner place where apparently Todd Archer and everyone stay until 3 o'clock in the morning to shut it down until the next day's activity. So that is the agenda for tonight. That'll start in about 30 minutes.
Okay, so I heard Archer with you say the 3 a.m. deal. Is the plan to make it till 3 a.m.? Are you going to be able to manage this?
No, not my plan. I think it's Bobby's plan. This has happened. So, Spittle, if you're listening, take the blood pressure medicine, because this has happened twice in the past with Bobby at the Super Bowl party that we all saw. He shows up drunk on the air. I learned my lesson years ago at the New York Super Bowl when I sound like I had no teeth talking because I was still messed up. But no, I can't do that. I'm looking at about 12:30 is my cap. But, you know, Bobby wants to put in that connection time. Last night he and Choppy were tired. I was ready to go. So Bobby said, nope, and we're going to go ahead and shut it down. He's got his magic prescription bottle all ready to go. And I think Bobby is going to he's going to show up tomorrow extremely, extremely buzzed. So, boss, be prepared.
Wow, this should be a lot of fun. Could be electric, and Surprise Stadium was just electric as the teenage phenom Sebastian Wolcott went deep to left field. Ooh. Sean, it was pretty amazing.
Nice.
You missing the baseball at all?
No.
So what's different about NFL Combine Radio Row compared to the Super Bowl? Set the scene for us.
Great question. You know, out here, I feel like you can actually be productive. Like at the end of the show today, Mike Tannenbaum was just like waiting for his interview, and we're like, "Hey, Mike, you got 10 minutes? Home of the Cowboys." And, you know, he had to sit down because of the Brian Broaddus connection. Out there, you know, Super Bowl is just a, you know, it's a big show, right? Like, everyone's running around with their handlers. People are just trying to sell their product. They're not trying to, like, actually sit down, I don't think, and talk football. Whereas here, it feels like everyone in the room and the room behind us, where Brian Schottenheimer just had his presser and Travis Hunter spoke earlier, that's directly behind us. It feels like some people actually stop down and talk, and they're a little bit there more for football. So I think you can get a lot more production out of this versus the big glitz and the glam and the parties. Like, these people are going to get drunk and talk. You know, I don't know why they're talking to all the reporters and the insiders, but maybe they're looking to vent. But I feel like it's way more productive than the Super Bowl, even though the Super Bowl has a lot of glitz and glamour.
Sean Sharif here with you on the Fan, guys.
What was your big shoddy takeaway? I know you guys were just soaking in the presser.
So I had a lot of takeaways. Number one, it does sound like Osa is about to get done. Like, Schottenheimer gave one of those responses where he's like, yeah, like, we're right there. You never want to say anything until it's final. But I took that as basically 98, 99% done. Some of the reporters here do think the number will come in under Mike Fish's reported $21 million. But I'm taking it as that is done with Osa. You know, he wasn't asked about culture, which we're all focusing on with Mike McCarthy. He brought it up, though, on his own. He said most of the day is spent walking the halls, quote, that's a part of changing the culture and knowing guys on a deeper level. And it actually took me back to McCarthy with one of his Friday interviews with us. He didn't know, like, we had to explain to him DeMarcus Lawrence's nickname. Like, he did, and I'm not making the biggest deal of this, that he didn't know it was Tank, but, like, I think we were a good amount of time into this, and he's like, who's Tank? Like, who are you referring to? And I think Brian Schottenheimer believes that knowing that type of stuff, he talked about his love for Dak, and he's like, we're not talking X's and O's. I want to get to really know these guys as men and connect, and that will help improve the culture. So I think that was an inadvertent comparison. I won't say shot. You can say shot if you want. It was an inadvertent comparison to the Mike McCarthy culture. And I got to say this, you know, my biggest takeaway, and this, you know, RJ would say this is naive and this doesn't really matter because you can trick people in interview settings. Y'all, I had the same reaction to the Brian Schottenheimer hire as everybody else. Man, I love the guy's personality. Like, I absolutely love it. I did agree with Bobby with some of the Mike McCarthy criticisms. And obviously, you know, Bobby took it to another level of pettiness, but I did agree about some of the insecurities and some of the tough guy machismo stuff that didn't feel real with McCarthy. Guys, this guy is genuine, and he is going to absolutely be able to connect. So I left that being charmed by Brian Schottenheimer's personality, like, big time. One other thing, he talked about, you know, I think one of the Tolos nicknamed him R2P2, like, run twice and then punt. For that conservative dinosaur offense that we labeled him as in Seattle, he talked about having to agree to disagree with Pete Carroll, where Brian got in trouble a little bit, he said, for letting Russ cook. He laughed at that as a joke, but then he circled back around and he made it known he wanted to throw and Pete wanted to run. So if you're worried about, and there's a lot of talk about the run game, if you're worried about this conservative run game and boring offense, I think Brian Schottenheimer sent a little bit of a statement today that he wants to open it up and he wants to throw the ball around.
We had Schottenheimer on. Was that last year in Oxnard?
And awesome interview.
I mean, we had a similar type of feeling, like, wow, this guy's personality and communication and leadership style, it was surprising at the time that, you know, he just...
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
He seemed to check the head coach box there in a big way, and now it's starting to get exciting with, you know, some of the hires that he's making and his philosophy. It is interesting to know, though. I'm not sure how to react to that he wants to pass more. I'm hoping we get a full-on commitment to running the ball at least very efficiently. That's got to be a big priority for me, Sean. How about you?
Yeah, you know, Tannenbaum told us today, like, it would not surprise him one day the Cowboys throw it 32 times and one day the Cowboys run it 32 times. I think when we keep talking about offensive line and running the football and finding the running back with his traits and then throwing the football, like, really, we're all just getting back to the word balance, right? Like, everybody wants to have balance. And I think when you look at that Nick Harris list of Cowboy visits, unofficial, unofficial, whatever it is, there's a lot of D linemen on there. And with this priority of re-signing Osa, and then today, Schottenheimer talked about focusing on the second-year offensive lineman. He was asked if, you know, BB is going to move up front. He's like, too early for that now, but I'm really focused on the second-year O-lineman. He said Tyler Guyton, he singled him out. He said he's been in the weight room every single day, and he looks freaking awesome. So I think they just want to check all the boxes. Like everyone says this stuff, right? They want to be more physical. They want to be – he said, you got to be able to run the football when people know that you're running the football. We always say that about the 90s Cowboys, right? Everyone knew it was coming to Emmett, and no one could stop it. And then they want to be more physical and stop the run while also throwing it. So I think we're just really talking about balance with a tougher football team.
Sean Sharif, live from the Combine in Indy, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Is this living up to your expectations so far?
You know, the one thing, I think that's why Bobby shut it down last night. You know, he had hyped us up, and he expected, he knew I wanted to go out and see, you know, Brian Schottenheimer over here, and I wanted to see Chris Ballard over there, and I wanted to see all the GMs, and I want to see all the head coaches, and I want to see the owners at Shake Shack or wherever brought us said we need to camp out fast food-wise. That was not there last night, so I was a little bit disappointed last night. But that's why Bobby's saying this may take until 1 or 2 in the morning to check off everything, to see everyone out and about. We may have to go to 4 or 5 places, and that's what we're going to try to do. That's the only thing that's come up short a little bit.
Yeah, you will see people, though, the later it gets in the week, you will see people, because what they're doing is they're working on their interviews and things like that. Yeah. What you need to do is hide out right by where they have the walkthrough, where they come back, where those guys go from the hotel to back, or from the where the player hotel is back to their own hotels, because that little 5-minute walk right there, you can learn a lot about your team in that little area right there.
Yeah, these guys, man, like, I'm like, are you going out? And they're all like on their like 4th or 5th night, so I think they're getting a little worn down. We're here for 2 days and this is our final night, but they have to go out. They feel like they have to go out and spend all these hours, because people talk and they get the information. You just got to find the right spot.
I was blown away that you got Bobby to eat that shrimp, dude.
You know, all you have to do with him is dare him. You know, he's such a child. Like, all you got to do is say, you won't do it. Like, I told him tonight, you're not gonna stay out. You're not going to go hard. And all you got to do is, it's reverse psychology with Belt. You know, all you got to do is dare him, and he'll end up doing it. He actually took that horseradish the best of all of us. I liked it, and I like spicy stuff, but I was probably third on the list. Choppy was second, but Roberto took it. He took it number one right there.
I like the fact he kind of gave him ground rules, like, you know, hey, don't do this, just eat the shrimp. I saw Jeff Lurie almost leave us doing exactly what you just did to him. Yeah.
Like, well, they say Jerry allergy. Uses that as the prank. Jerry takes prospects and he feeds them the shrimp cocktail and then watches them burn alive.
Yeah, that's it. I saw you what you did when you took it. You were like, okay, and then you started slapping the back of your head. You know, were you going numb there a little bit? What was going on?
Yeah, it crept up there a little bit. You know that I won't order Chinese food unless it comes with that homemade hot mustard. I'm not talking about that yellow mustard generic crap. It's got to be the stuff that comes in the little plastic cups. It's got to burn you, man. Like, it's got to burn you good. And it's a little sadistic, but if you like horseradish, you like shrimp cocktail, it did have a good flavor. So it did actually live up to the hype. It wasn't just hot as hell. It had a good flavor to it. It better be for $20 for four of them.
Oh, no question about that. Hey, Sean, I'm kind of getting the idea that Will McClay seems very, very happy that Brian Schottenheimer is now the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And I'm curious if you had heard anything different, that maybe Will and Mike didn't get along great all the time.
Well, okay. Let me decide here. Two things. I'll give it to you. Yeah. Number one, I had heard that at times, like, maybe Mike was not as checked in and honed in with 100% laser focus during some of the scouting sessions. Like, maybe he'd be looking down at his phone or doing something else, and then he'd kind of look up and see the good play that a player made, and he's like, look at that. Like, let's get that guy.
Selective scouting?
Yeah, while they're scouting.
Yeah.
You know, so they're showing a player, and maybe there's, like, three bad plays. Maybe Mike wasn't totally locked in. He looks up for the good play. Well, you don't get the whole picture, right? Like,
right.
So then your head coach is not watching the full entire story. But when you talk about Will McClay's happiness, this is a big future prediction bombshell I'm going to drop. I was told, and this is from the person who gave me the Schottenheimer news. This person told me that when Jerry gives up the power, when Jerry's no longer in control, Will McClay is taking the wheel of this thing. That Charlotte Jones is probably going to be attending the owners' meetings, and Will McClay is taking over in Stephen Jones' basic role. Like, we all expect Stephen to step in, and everyone's worried and afraid of that. Sure. I was told that Will McClay is actually going to be really in that driver's seat. That's what that last contract was kind of set up for. So if that's the case, I think we should all be pretty happy about that possibility if and when it comes. And Will McClay would obviously be happy about that too, if true.
I needed some optimism. That's giving me optimism, Sean.
There you go. I'm like Jay Glazer, man. I only come out for the big stories. You know, I leave all the little.
That's why we sent you to the combine.
I leave them little transitions to Todd Archer now.
Well, good luck tonight, seeing who you want to see, and best of luck in the morning with Bobby, dude. I think that's appointment radio.
Thank you, boys. Keep killing it. Love you. Thank you.
Salute. Love there you. He is. Again, they're going out, and Bobby saying all-nighter, which who knows what that could mean by the time you get to showtime tomorrow morning.
He's
that's like 5 o'clock
on air, man.
Indianapolis time. It'd be wild and unpredictable, especially when he taps into that little pharmaceutical assistance he can get. You know, he goes totally wheels off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.